The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has, in a message, thanked the country's nuclear negotiators for their efforts during negotiations with the P5+1 group. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei described the conclusion of talks as an important step forward. Ayatollah Khamenei called for a careful review of the text of the conclusion. The leader also urged vigilance against possible violations by the other side following the approval of the text. Ayatollah Khamenei said Iran must block every pathway to breaching of commitments, as some members of the P5+1 are not trustworthy at all. The leader issued that message in response to President Hassan Rouhani's letter on the negotiations. President Rouhani thanked the leader for supporting and guiding the government and the negotiating team through the nuclear talks. Rouhani also welcomed the conclusion of the talk, saying the West had used Iran's nuclear program to spread what he called Iranophobia around the globe. To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Mark Glenn, who is with the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement, and he's joining us live now from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, as always, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. How do you feel about this call for vigilance on the part of the leader?
I think it's not just perfectly appropriate, but very prudent, and I would say a life and death matter, because despite the fact that this agreement has been reached between Iran and the P5+1, which of course means the United States and all of the countries that she drags along with her in tow, the fact of the matter is that the United States still represents an enemy to the revolution of 1979, and the United States is going to use this new period of friendship, quote unquote, between the United States and Iran.
Yes, the Iranians have got to understand that the United States and the West are not signaling defeat here. They're not raising the white flag and saying we surrender. This is just another tactic that is being used to breach Iran's very secure political system and military and intelligence systems. And so despite the fact that I know that there's a lot of jubilation on the streets of Iranian cities right now that the sanctions are going to be lifted, we must be careful about this, because whenever the United States reaches her hand out offering something, she expects back 10 times in return. So whatever the Iranians are going to get out of this in the form of sanctions being lifted, they have to understand that there is a very heavy price to pay with regards to this, not the least of which will be the undoing of 1979.
Right, and then going forward, Mr. Glenn, there's obviously this question of trust, and U.S. President Obama, when he spoke, pretty much just criticized Iran, even though his government has just signed a deal along with other Western governments and Russia and China as well with Iran on this nuclear deal. Can the West be trusted?
Well, I think that borrowing a phrase that we use here in the United States often, trust but verify. I don't think that it would be wise for the Iranians to trust the Americans, but at the same time, the Iranians are in a very difficult position, as you well know, with regards to the sanctions and all of the international pressure that's being brought to bear against your country. So Iran is in a corner right now. They have to do something. Otherwise, the United States is going to continue to foment the type of political and economic pressure that she has been placing against Iran now for over 30 years. And specifically with the young people there, this poses a real problem, because the last thing that the world needs right now is an Iranian version of the Arab Spring that would remove the regime that's in power right now and replace it with something that is more cooperative with the United States and Israel.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that. But as always, Mr. Glenn, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us today. That was Mr. Mark Glenn, who is speaking to us live from Idaho.